Friday, January 11th, 2019. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. Morning Mix JW here with Christy.
Good morning, good morning. It's 1-1-1.
One, nine.
Welcome to the show. This is numerology based.
Yes.
It's going to be a great show. Actually, we're jam-packed this morning, and I'm really excited. Our musical guest today is William G. Kidd. He hasn't been on the show for more than 6 months, and he's got a lot of great news to share with us. Very excited to hear what's been going on in his career in the last several months. We are going to have a phone call with Nick Moss of Nick Moss Band, who has just been nominated for 3 Blues Music Awards and is playing in Salt Lake next Tuesday at Soundwell. Want to hear a little bit about what's going on in his world. Then we'll talk to Tarek Weber of West Wind Studios. He's involved with creating sound baths for healing, and they do a once-a-month event at the yoga shop, among other things. So we'll find out more about that. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. Hear a little bit more from William G. Kidd, and then we'll talk to Jake Shores, who is a he's from Neuro Performance Integration, which is a Park City practice of, a lot of it was over my head, but about how to rebalance your brain's concept of where you are in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be in balance.
It was so intriguing. I can't wait for you to ask him some really interesting.
I think it's
going to
be interesting, and not to be outdone. But William Kidd said that he's going to provide some sound baths for healing as well. So it's going to be a great show.
So you better stay tuned.
And we could hear William. William, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We are doing. I'm fine. Thank you very much. We shall return right after these messages. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love 2 things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That is why we love sponsoring the KPCW Nuzzles & Co. Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs, one cup at a time.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
This is The Morning Mix, where we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. We always have a live local musician in the studio, and today is no exception. We have William G. Kidd, who is here all the way from local Salt Lake City. said it's quite foggy down there this morning. William, I need to hear some of what's been going on. Last we spoke to you, you had just been a semifinalist at the International Blues Music Competition, which was in Memphis last year.
Correct.
What's been happening in the career since that time? Come close to that mic.
When I was in Memphis, I ended up meeting some beautiful people. I made some great contacts. Tony Bronigle, who is a former drummer for Bonnie Raitt, now working with, he's playing drums on my new album that I'm recording right now. I send tracks from here to him, and he sends them back to me. And Bonnie Raitt's guitar player, John Lee Shell, is actually the recording engineer. So I'm working with Bonnie Raitt's studio, more or less, you know. And we're putting out a really amazing album. I won't be able to show like any music off of that thing until probably 2020. And I'm setting up the 2020 Vision Tour.
Wow.
We're working really hard right now. I have a beautiful band right now. It's William G. Kidd and United Souls. And it's a 3-piece, and we just kill right now. We've been playing at like Prohibition And we have burlesque dancers that dance for us while we perform. And
that's not bad.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Just got my attention.
Yeah, that's pretty. I want to talk them up a little bit. They're an amazing place. You walk in the door and it's set up like a speakeasy. They actually open up a bookcase for you to get into the building.
That's always fun. And, I like the hidden bookcases.
But then again, I've done some. I did a little side project with Mr. Tony Holiday. It's called Tony Holiday's Porch Sessions, and there's a lot of great musicians on this album, all big blues stars. John Primer, Charlie Musselwhite. It was amazing for them to let me at least come in on the end of the album. I did the very last song, and I love it because my favorite number is 13. I'm the last song on the album, and it's a good album. It just now hit number 2 on Amazon Hot New Releases.
So this was just released? And
yeah, it was released in 2 days. Within 1 day of the release, it hit number 2.
Nice.
For pre-release, because the album isn't actually going to be released in stores until the 25th of January. And the pre-release, the pre-order, it's already top number 2.
Well, great to have you back on, as always. What are you going to play for us first?
I think I'll do Sweet Little Kisses.
William G. Kidd, musical guest for the hour, live in the Morning Mix.
Sweet little kisses, that's what I'm missing, all right. If only you'd hear me, I'd be holding you all night. But you got your back to me, baby. I'm building up courage, but I fear I'll just jumble my words. Although my butterflies deny me, I'll flutter by all my furs. I'd lay
We'll be back right after this.
With fresh falling snow, Park City Ski Boot and KPCW are excited about skiing in Park City. Ski boots don't need to be painful or frustrating to wear. Park City Ski Boot offers custom ski boot fitting and boot sales for skiers of all levels. 1100 Iron Horse Drive, appointments preferred, 435-776-7883.
Do you like what you hear on KPCW? Help support public radio in your community by donating on our website. It's easy. Go to kpcw.org and click the donate button on the top right-hand side of the screen. Here at KPCW, we turn listeners into neighbors by keeping you informed on what's happening in your community. Show your KPCW love by donating on kpcw.org.
We're going to be joined in just a minute by phone with Nick Moss of Nick Moss Band. He's just received 4 nominations from the Blues Music Awards for his album, The High Cost of Low Living. We're going to hear a track right now called Get Right to Get Left.
The answer should be clear. How many times you've acted like you live without fear? My suggestion, your only attention, get right before you get left. You've been acting all innocent, saying you take offense. That lipstick on your white collar is all the evidence. My suggestion, your only attention, get right before you get left. Get right before you get left. Best thing for yourself. Get right before you get left. The best thing for yourself. No use denying you'll only be lying. Get right before you get left. Answer sure is clear. How many times you've acted like you live without fear? My suggestion, your only intention, get right before you live. Get right before you get left. Best thing for yourself. Get right before you get left. Best thing for yourself. No use denying you'll only be lying. Get right before you get left.
Joined on the phone right now by Nick Moss. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Good morning.
So the big news is just a few days ago, you were nominated by the 40th Annual Blues Music Awards as you had four nominations. You're in the top of number of nominations for the year for the album High Cost of Low Living. How excited is that? Are you about that?
I'm really excited, but actually five nominations if you include Dennis.
So they were, can you list out what they are? Can you remember them all?
Well, see, now you put me on the spot.
I know. So, I was thinking it's a lot.
I think it was Best Traditional Album, but Album of the Year, Male Artist. I know Dennis got for harmonica, and then something else.
And when you put this album together, did you kind of feel like, this is it? This is going to work. This is going to land at the top.
Well, man, I feel that way about every album that I put together, man. That's the goal, is that that every album is the one that's going to do it. And, you know, when I get a nomination, you know, like I've been nominated 22 times already since I've been doing this, 1998, 99, I put my first CD out, and we've been nominated over 22 times now. And every time I get nominated, it's an honor. It really is. I'm not just saying that. It's an honor to be nominated, to be recognized amongst so many great musicians and great bands that are out there. Look, I've got so many friends in this business, man. I'm just happy to see people that are nominated every year, and then we get to go every year and have this great big party down in Memphis. Meet up with all these great, you know, musicians and all our friends, and it's more for me, like a time to get together with people that I don't get to see all year long.
Right, and have a good jam session and concert and party. I love it. This radio show is all about events that are coming up in our area and about live music. And one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, besides to say congratulations, is that the Nick Moss Band is performing in Salt Lake on Tuesday at the Soundwell. So people who are listening right now can, who are like, wow, I got to check this out, can go get tickets. Have you played in Salt Lake in the past?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. It's been a while. I mean, I remember back in the day with the old Dead Goat Saloon and John Paul Brophy, you know, one of my favorite people, man. It was a great place to play. And there was the Sun and Moon that we used to play, Sun and Moon Cafe, and a couple other places. I can't remember throughout the years. I've been doing this a while, and plus it's very early in the morning for me.
Yes, thank you for getting up.
No problem. You know, we're actually in the process of recording the follow-up to High Cost of Low Living right now. I'm in California, and we're recording again with the great Kid Anderson at his Greaseland Studios. We were tracking pretty late last night.
Well, we do appreciate it. And I think that anyone who wants to check it out, the Soundwell is located right in downtown Salt Lake. Really nice location, easy parking, great dining around there. So you can make a whole evening of it. The tickets are start at just $12. So if people are looking for a big night of Chicago-based blues.
Wait, what? $12?
What? Let's bump that up. I'll take a cut.
All right.
Anything else you want to tell us about what people can expect at the show?
Hey, look, we'll have plenty of the CD that got us these great nominations, so you can show up and get your own copy and a T-shirt. It's going to be fun. We always have a good time.
And will you have a Sharpie so you can autograph those albums, those CDs?
Oh, absolutely. We'll autograph them. We'll put whatever you want on the cover. We even draw pictures sometimes. Yeah. We do caricatures also. So sit still for a couple minutes. We can draw some.
All right. Well, we appreciate so much having the phone call with you this morning, and we'll see you down in Salt Lake on Tuesday.
Thank you for having us. Looking forward to it.
And if you're just joining us, this is The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Our next guest, Tarek Weber, is from West Wind Studios. He creates sound baths for healing. Just a sentence on that. A sound bath is essentially being washed in the vibrations, melodies, harmonies, and rhythms created by meditative healing instruments from all over the world. Tarek, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, just get nice and close to your to your mic there. Here you go. Okay, perfect. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How about you?
Yeah, yeah. You brought an assortment of instruments I've never seen before. Tell us again what you do.
Yeah, so basically, as you said, it's about meditation, or another word you can use is relaxation. So really, it's just about helping us remove stress from the body through, as you said, vibration, rhythm, melody. And so usually that's done either in like a yoga studio with like a public session, or with a private session. And so with that, you kind of get this like this Tibetan bowl, the singing bowl on your body. And like this didgeridoo is played over your body along with like frame drums and stuff. And so it really just...
you can feel the vibrations.
Right. People actually kind of... Like my clients will describe it as a cellular massage because it's vibration, so it can really, right, it gets into you because it's not like matter, you know, it's energy. And so, you know, it doesn't follow the same guidelines as like a hand giving you a massage because it's solid, you know.
Starts on the inside.
Right.
And William, just get closer to your mic if you're going to. Join us.
Okay, so I'm envisioning this vibration is sort of lightly shaking all my cells, and like what kind of like they settle in a little better, or
So
is that just my visual?
To put like a scientific spin on it, what actually is happening is cortisol levels in the body, which is a stress hormone. They've actually done studies with this and just music in general, but also. Sound healing and vibrations reduces those cortisol levels while increasing immunoglobulins and other like just very positive neurochemicals and other things for your body chemistry. So that's kind of like
there's science behind this. It's great.
Indeed.
Yeah, J-Dub likes the science background.
Yeah, they're actually even starting to you know, in certain places incorporated into hospitals. And so like. What I'm doing here is a very organic, intuitive thing because I want to be able to have an emotional connection with people, and I don't want it to be just like how they do it in hospitals is they isolate specific frequencies, and so it's much more clinical than what I do, obviously.
Right.
But with this, it's open because it's such an intuitive, organic process, and I feel like that allows you to connect to what a person needs to hear, if that makes sense.
Are there specific yoga poses that are more conducive to the healing effects of these instruments?
Yeah, so my personal recommendation is just Savasana, which is just laying down.
Yeah.
Just relaxing. I do this up here at the shop with Sue Fendler every first Sunday, and we do yoga with a sound bath. And so with that, because it is such an organic thing, we're kind of just playing off of each other. And so, say, for example, she will go into more intense poses, and then I will maybe play a heavier like drum beat or something, a heavier rhythm. And so there's like this interaction in that the flow between the yoga and the music that there's definitely certainly something special there. But I wouldn't say there's like certain postures that are just like better than all the other ones. Is that,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was speaking with Renee Huang from Utah Symphony before the holidays, and she was telling me about your practice. And I just thought it was fascinating, and there were instruments I'd never heard of before. Could you play a couple of them for us?
Yeah, definitely. So this first one is just a Tibetan bowl, obviously from Tibet.
Okay.
Thank you. So it'll ring pretty long.
It sure will.
Yeah.
We're pretty mesmerized here in the studio.
Yeah, so a lot of it's functioning with overtones, so you can kind of hear how it's almost wobbling, the sound of the instrument. And those overtones really produce a special effect on the brain. And so gongs and flutes and other instruments that are very heavy and rich with overtones are typically those instruments that are best for meditation practices and stuff like that.
I got a call from one of my contacts at Goddard Space Flight in Greenbelt, Maryland, and they're responsible for the Hubble Space Telescope and some other things. And they had recorded these sounds of the sun, so just kind of tongue-in-cheek, having some fun with it. One of our interview guests was the sun, and I brought these sounds in, and the sounds sound eerily just like that. And so what I'll do is I'll send you a copy of it's about a 2-minute piece. It's from the sun, and they had to slow down one of the things because the frequency was so quick, it was so fast, and when they slowed that down, it sounded just like that.
Interesting. Yeah, it's so that bowl is one that would be on your body in the private session, and so all of that vibration you're hearing with the Tibetan bowls, especially, a lot of that is physical vibration. You know, energy has a lot of ways to express itself, like physically, kinetically, with sound, with heat, and so with these Tibetan bowls, like, they differ from crystal bowls, which we also use. Just in the fact that most of the energy is expressed kinetically, and so the vibrations from that specific instrument you just heard is very, very powerful.
And for our listeners back home, or in the car, wherever you are, that bowl was roughly 15 to 18 inches in diameter. Looks like it was brass of some sort.
Yeah, so traditionally there are five metals: brass, gold, tin, copper, and I forget the last one.
This next one has a diameter of roughly 2 feet.
Looks like a big turtle.
Yeah, it looks like a tortoise shell.
Or like a UFO, kind of.
Yeah, kind of like a UFO. And what do you call that?
So we call this a handpan. A lot of people know it as a hong or a hong drum. It's a pretty recent instrument. It's only been around since probably about 2000. And basically the steel drums from... the Caribbean, Jamaica islands and stuff, they inverted that so that you could play it with your hands versus mallets. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of just the background to this. As far as its place in like a sound bath, this is a much more atmospheric instrument. You know, the last one is really just about getting those vibrations to you. And this one is more about creating a traditional... musical space, you know, with melody, rhythm, you know, more like traditional song structures.
Play it for us.
Yeah.
Did you bring a third instrument?
Yeah, so that
I see a didgeridoo.
Yeah, the didgeridoo. So I'll blow that real quick.
Yeah. And then, okay, good. Sounds good.
So if people want to go to a locally experience this, they can go to the yoga shop on the first Sunday of the month.
And then
you're not on mic, so go ahead and let's didgeridoo.
Yeah. Tarek, that was wonderful. Tarek Weber, West Wind Studios. Sound bath essentially being washed by the vibrations, melodies, harmonies, and rhythms created by meditative healing instruments across the world. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And if you want to find my website, it's just westwindsoundsessions.com. And thank you so much.
Very good. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay. Well, Miss Dilloway, I'm pretty relaxed. I don't know about you.
I was on the receiving end of the didgeridoo, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's going on this weekend? Canned Heat is at Egyptian Theater Friday through Sunday. Shows are 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night and 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Park City Film Series is screening Becoming Astrid at the Jim Santee Auditorium this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6.
PC Girl Cabaret returns to the Downstairs at 8 p.m. tonight. It's an entertaining, sexy portrayal of life as a Park City girl, allowing for a peek into Park City's culture in a Fosse-esque show of dance and song.
Bourgeois is at Park City Live. Borges is at Park City Live. Robin Cage at The Cabin. Rick Gerber, our musical guest from last week, at the EBS Lounge at Snow Park Lodge. Mike Rogers at Silver Lake Lodge for Après Ski. Oscar and Julia are at Silver Star Cafe, and that is Friday night tonight.
For tomorrow, you can check out the Swatter Nature Preserve. They offer a guided snowshoe tour of the preserve on Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 10. It's $10 per person, $5 for locals, and free to members. Snowshoes can be rented if needed.
At Jeremy Ranch Golf Course is the fourth annual shootout cross-country ski race and a 10K interval start. It's great for beginners, seasoned veterans alike. Registration is required and closes at 3 p.m. today.
If you're into cross-country but you're not racing in that race, you might want to join the Summit Land Conservancy's Sea and Ski at the Osbethorpe Farm on the Old Ranch Road. They ask that you park at Willow Creek Park for the free shuttle to the point of embarkation. Skiing is open from 10 a.m. to 1, and they want you to know that it's not saved yet.
Here's for our folks in Midway and Heber Valley. In Midway at the Wasatch Mountain State Park, they're holding the third annual Wasatch Winter Festival, which you can try out. Cross-country skis, snowshoes, fat tire bikes, all that stuff. You can try it out for free. Learn about the fun winter activities in the area like snowmobiling, dog sledding, biking, as well as other activities at Soldier Hollow. Golf right around the corner. Well, not around the corner, almost around the corner. Enjoy hot food and good company between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Park City Library and Park City Film Series collaborate to present Foreign Cinema for Kids, a free screening of kids-focused entertainment with English subtitles. It's at 4 p.m. at the Jim Sandy Auditorium. Film this week is entitled Las Aventuras de Itzel y Sonia.
Oof. The Belvedere's improv comedy troupe will be performing at Timpanogos Valley Theater in Heber at 7 p.m.
For live music tomorrow night, B.D. Howe's band is at the EBS Lounge at Snow Park Lodge. Shannon Runyon is at Silver Lake Lodge. Those are both Après Ski. Rick Gerber, again in the notes here, with the bookends. He's at Legends at Park City Mountain Resort for Après Ski. John Flanders' trio is at the Silver Star Cafe. And Rick Gerber pops up again, fronting his band Bad Feather, who will be at the Cabin Saturday night, also with The Poor.
Lumberjack Fabulous will be performing Après Ski at Park City Mountain Base on Saturday. We are going to go to a couple of underwriters, get our rowdies in here, move things around a little bit, and we'll bring William Kidd back in and another guest. So everybody stay with us. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW.
Earl Foote here, CEO and Chief Technology Consultant with Nexus IT, still supporting the station and staff of KPCW. Technology can be slow, old, or frustrating. Nexus IT provides service, sales, and maintenance for your personal and business computer needs. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Hi, this is Nina Totenberg from NPR in Washington, and I'm here to ask you please to support this station, KPCW.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, and our musical guest for the hour is William G. Kidd. William, welcome back. We're having fun, aren't we? Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to play for us next?
This is a song called Michael. It's off the new album that isn't released yet, but it's called Michael, after the Archangel.
Live in the Morning Mix, William G. Kidd.
Mm-hmm. never listened. So you'll never learn when you're playing with fire. You're bound to get burned. We told you to love one another, but you didn't hear. We told you stop hiding. Swallow your tears. It's all now. It's over now. Your hubristic pride, your greed and your lust, I bid you farewell and return you to dust. With your malicious envy, gluttony, wrath in your sloth, you have defied him. The gates are closed off. It is over now. It is over now.
Nice.
I feel vibrated.
Gee, kid. We'll be back right after this message. Stay with us.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. on the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design. Love your home.
Hi, this is Bruce with Recycle Utah. The recycling world is changing, and we have to change the way we sort plastics at the center. On the right-hand side of our plastics tent, you'll now only put your drink bottles and foggy milk jugs. On the left, all other hard plastics and soft plastics. When in doubt, review the new signs or ask our staff. And remember, plastic recycling is a big expense for Recycle Utah. Please drop a donation when you drop our plastics. Recycle Utah is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
This has been a great show so far, and there's more to come, but I want to make sure we thank our sponsors, which are Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. Our next guest is Jake Shores. He is a chiropractic neurologist. His practice is called Neuro Performance Integration. It's in Park City. I'm just so intrigued when I heard about the work you're doing, probably in many aspects, but what I first heard was helping people reestablish their accurate balance and physical awareness in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You want to explain that better than I just introed it?
Sure. So one of the things that I work a lot with is making sure that people's neurological systems are integrating appropriately. So balance is actually a really complicated function that we perform, and it's made up of three different systems. So do you have kids?
I do.
How many do you have?
Just one.
Okay. So imagine you have three, right? And you walk into the living room one day and there's a lamp broken on the floor. Odds are you're going to line the kids up on the couch, ask what happened, to get three different stories, right? We have three different systems: our visual system, our vestibular, our inner ear, the equilibrium, and proprioception, which is all the muscle, all the information we get from muscles and joints that tell our brain where our body is in space. So you're getting three different stories. If you're getting bad information from any one of them, your brain's going to have to work a lot harder, and it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to navigate your environment. So making sure that all the individual systems are working, and then on top of that, that they're all integrating appropriately, is really what I specialize in.
So likely if somebody's one of those systems is off, they wouldn't know it, right? They would just be compensating with the others?
A lot of times you can compensate, but if you do that for too long or if there's too much compromise, the compensation can't happen. Like, you're a snowboarder, right?
Yeah.
Great. So imagine as you're going down the slope, you're looking ahead of you to see what's going on. You're also getting the information, like, off of your feet from the board about what's happening. Mm-hmm. And your vestibular system, your inner ear, is working the whole time just to orient yourself in space. So as you're going down the hill, as you see a defect in the run or something like that that you have to go over, as you go over, it's not really a big deal because all of those systems, in theory,
integrating.
Exactly. Everything's working appropriately. But if you're going down the hill and you have more of a problem than you should, odds are something's not working correctly, and it's a good idea to get it addressed just for safety's sake.
So somehow the brain gets confused and will turn some of these sensors off. Is that correct?
It can. So if you're getting bad information from one, it's almost like your brain compensates and pays attention to that one less. Like if you have a kid that you're asking for the truth and they're not always really upfront about it, like, you start to value their opinion a little less. Right? Your brain kind of works the same way. It's going to trust the most reliable sources that you have at all times.
Does stress increase the frequency of this type of confusion or being out of sequence or out of synchronization?
Absolutely. So stress really does not get the respect that it deserves. And what it will do is it will inhibit the metabolism and the function of some of the higher parts of our brain that are really in charge of actually integrating and then making decisions based on the information it's getting. So, yeah, stress can absolutely screw that up quickly.
So back to a slopeside example, if you're mm-hmm. flying down the hill
yep.
and you're finding that you're a little bit out of control and it's icy and you've got a big turn coming up, mm-hmm. The stress of that may preclude you from getting all the sensory information you need because the brain has blocked some of that because of the stress?
Yes, in theory, yeah, that's absolutely correct. You will pay less attention to the things that you're supposed to because a different part of your brain kind of takes over, and that fear response really takes priority.
So how do you identify that there's a problem, and how do you go about treating it?
So I developed a proprietary evaluation method called the Flow5 Matrix, and it's a comprehensive evaluation of different neurological systems that can easily go in depth depending on, you know, the results that are found from the test. So as I evaluate those individual systems and how they integrate together, it becomes very obvious pretty quickly whether something's wrong or not. After that, it's a matter of figuring out what is the best avenue to target that particular part of your nervous system, whether it's your brain or it's a peripheral nerve in your arm or your leg or something like that. And then once you figure out the best strategy, is to do that as intensely and as frequently in the beginning as you can just to get the problem solved. So one of the things I don't like is having patients forever. Like, I'd much rather establish what the problem is, fix it, and then send them on their way.
If you're doing your job, your patients are turning over.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So forgetting the lamp and the three kids and the slope side example, well, give us a couple of applications where you get involved and specifically what you can do.
Sure. So say somebody gets a concussion and they all of a sudden, like, they get headaches anytime they start to read. Well, most times it's because their eyes stop tracking appropriately. So as they try and go left to right, up and down, reading text, it becomes quite difficult because their eyes are not moving the way they're supposed to. And then the muscles that are deep in your neck are really intimately related to the muscles that control your eyes. So what happens is as the muscles that move your eyes start to fail, the muscles in your neck kind of clamp down to help you compensate and focus, which can lead to all kinds of problems.
Whoa. My son had eye tracking problems, which was interesting. He had trouble reading, and it was all the grandmothers that identified it. My mom identified it and had him tested. And when I talked to other people that had that problem, it was always like the grandmother said maybe that was an issue. But
yeah,
I didn't. Now I'm thinking about how does it relate to his neck, or that's interesting. So, and then you go into correct, say, the eye tracking, or okay.
So it's again eye tracking. It's based on different motor programs as well as reflexes that rely on other information you're getting from, say, your vestibular system or your muscular system. So it's usually not just a single system issue, where the integration really becomes the most important part. Because the way I look at it is like the brain is kind of like an assembly line that's in a big loop, right? And you have individual stations along that assembly line. If one of those stations is not working appropriately, everything past it on the assembly line can't do its job either. So that's where establishing where the issue is, fixing that issue, and then reintegrating the entire system becomes absolutely critical. And that's why sometimes after people have gone through some sort of physical therapy or rehabilitation or occupational therapy, they should be better, but they're not, just because the whole system hasn't been brought online with each other. Does that make sense?
It does. The Flow 5 analysis that you developed is being used around the country, isn't it?
No, I've only taught it to a few different people.
Okay,
because it's a proprietary thing.
Because there were some other websites out there of people that were providing Flow 5 analysis.
The Flow 5 matrix?
I thought so. Yeah.
I don't believe that's accurate.
Okay. All right. Good.
And are you from Park City, or how did you establish
here? No, I originally grew up in Detroit, and I moved out here after working with some of the bobsled and skeleton folks and being out in the mountains. I moved here from Texas. It was an easy switch as soon as I got to Park City for the first time.
And probably find a lot of clients with our sports.
Absolutely.
Well,
there are so many people that are so active and they want to stay active, and they put such a crazy demand on their body all the time that sooner or later something's bound to go wrong, and everybody wants to get back to activity as fast as possible. And that's where I really try and thrive, is that return to activity as soon as you can.
And so what kind of people would go seek out your services?
So anybody who has a chronic injury, that one that just hasn't gotten better, and they've done almost everything and tried everybody and everything that they can, and it's just not getting better. Concussions, neurological disorders, movement disorders, balance and dizziness issues, childhood development stuff. Anybody who has something on their body or their brain that isn't working the way they want it to, that's when I get involved.
Jake Shores can be reached at neuroperformanceintegration.com. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Well, that went quick. That entire, our healing show went so quickly.
Do you feel healed?
Yeah.
There's
all sorts of good stuff. There's all sorts of good stuff in this. Yeah, and it's been fun. So, William, you going to play a final song for us?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be great.
Figure out what I'm going to do.
This is KPCW in Park City. We want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. on the Morning Mix. Emily will be next after NPR News with her wonderful show. She'll probably be talking a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't listen to her. Watch the New England Patriots. They're playing Sunday at 11:10. I say that in jest. William, what are you going to play for us?
I'm just going to play.
Okay, man. Go ahead.
I would tell you the name of the song, but I can't remember it until I get to the chorus.
All right. Live in the Morning Mix, William G. Kidd.
Brown eyes and dark hair, the essence of a bird in flight. Gotta leave the window and the cage wide open so she can come and go at night. There's love and affection, she's a little disconnected. Above all, she's my reigning queen. Stole my soul, I lost all control, and I'm helpless to her everything. What's a man gotta do to prove he's worthy enough for you? What's his heart gonna take if I don't walk away alone? Maybe I ain't all there, and I'm making this all up as I go. Maybe it's an illusion or a dream, and if it is, girl, I don't wanna know. But I'd be lying to myself if I didn't see it in your eyes. And if you're playing with my emotions, it's one hell of a